Welcome back. We're going to pray with some more scripture today, and hopefully God can sort out all of the things that are going crazy in our lives, in our world. We're going to pray another for the office of the Holy Spirit, since we have an open day before the canonization of Carlo, Blessed Carlo Acutis. Happy Thursday. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me. O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me and answer me quickly when I call. For my days are vanishing like smoke. My bones burn away like a fire. Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me. My heart is withered like the grass. I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones. I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me. I lie awake and I moan, like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me. Those who hate me use my name as a curse. Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me. The bread I eat is ashes. My drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, in your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me. Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless. But you, O Lord, will endure forever, and your name from age to age. You will rise and have mercy on Zion, for this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust. Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless. The nations that fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings, your glory. When the Lord shall build up Zion again, and appear in all his glory, then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless. He will not despise their prayers. Be attentive, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high. He looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners and free those condemned to die. Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless. The sons of your servants shall dwell there untroubled, and their race shall endure before you, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Zion, and his praise in the heart of Jerusalem. When peoples and kingdoms are gathered together, they pay their homage to the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless. You, O Lord, establish the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Be attentive, Lord, to the prayer of the helpless. He has broken my strength and been hoarse. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete. You, whose days last from age to age. Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed. But you neither change nor have an end. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, O Lord, established the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Listen, my people, to my teaching. Give ear to the words I speak. Let's take a look at the readings and the lesson today. We're going to take our first reading, of course, from Thursday. Actually, both of them are going to be from Thursday. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 29. Jeremiah's letter to Israel's exiles. This is the contents of the letter which the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exiles, to the priests, the prophets, and all the people who were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon, Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jehoiakim and the queen mother, the courtiers, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, the artisans and the skilled workmen had left Jerusalem, delivered in Babylon by Elishatah, son of Shaphan, and by Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king of Babylon. The letter read, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I exiled from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses to dwell in, plant gardens and eat their fruits, take wives and beget sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters. There you must increase in number, not decrease. Promote the welfare of the city to which I have exiled you. Pray for it to the Lord, for upon its welfare depends your own. Thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, do not let yourself be deceived by the prophets and diviners who are among you. Do not listen to those among you who dream dreams, for they prophesy lies to you in my name. I did not send them, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, only after 70 years have elapsed for Babylon will I visit you and fulfill for you my promise to bring you back to this place. For I know well the plans I have in mind for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare, not for woe. Plans to give you a future full of hope. When you call me, when you go to pray to me, I will listen to you. When you look for me, you will find me. Yes, when you seek me with all your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. And I will change your lot. I will gather you together from all the nations and all the places to which I have banished you, says the Lord, and bring you back to the place from which I have exiled you. Responsory prayer. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence always. Consider this. Has anyone ever trusted in the Lord and been put to shame? Seek the Lord in his strength, and his strength. Seek his presence always. From the beginning of a sermon on the Beatitudes by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Dearly beloved, When our Lord Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing various illnesses throughout the whole of Galilee, the fame of his mighty works spread into all of Syria, and great crowds from all parts of Judea flocked to the heavenly physician, because human ignorance is slow to believe what it does not see, and equally slow to hope for what it does not know. Those who were to be instructed in the divine teaching had first to be aroused by bodily benefits and visible miracles, so that once they had experienced his gracious power, they would no longer doubt the wholesome effect of his doctrine. In order, therefore, to transform outward healings into inward remedies, and to cure men's souls now that he had healed their bodies, our Lord separated himself from the surrounding crowds, climbed to the solitude of a neighboring mountain, and called the apostles to himself. From the height of this mystical site, he then instructed them in the most lofty doctrines, suggesting both by the very nature of the place and by what he was doing that it was he who long ago had honored Moses by speaking to him. Then his words evidenced a terrifying justice, but now they reveal a sacred compassion in order to fulfill what was promised in the words of the prophet Jeremiah. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I shall establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judea. After those days, says the Lord, I shall put my laws within them and write them on their hearts. And so it was that he who had spoken to Moses spoke also to the apostles, writing in the hearts of his disciples the swift hand of the word, composed the ordinances of the new covenant. And this was not done as formerly in the midst of dense clouds, amid terrifying sounds and lightning, so that the people were frightened away from approaching the mountain. Instead, there was a tranquil discourse, which clearly reached the ears of all who stood nearby, so that the harshness of the law might be softened by the gentleness of grace, and the spirit of adoption might dispel the terror of slavery. Concerning the content of Christ's teaching, his own sacred words bear witness. Thus, whoever longs to attain eternal blessedness can now recognize the steps that lead to that high happiness. Blessed, he says, are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It might have been unclear to which poor he was referring, if after the words, blessed are the poor, he had not added anything about the kind of poor he had in mind. For then the poverty that many suffer because of grave and harsh necessity might seem sufficient to merit the kingdom of heaven. But when he says, blessed are the poor in spirit, he shows that the kingdom of heaven is to be given to those who are distinguished by their humility of soul, rather than by their lack of earthly goods. Responsory prayer. Listen, my people, to my teaching. Pay attention to what I am saying. I will speak to you in a parable. I will unfold for you the mysteries of ages past. Pay attention to what I am saying. Let's pray this time. Continue with our intercessions. Lift up our hearts to our Lord and Savior, who gives your hearts to our Lord and Savior, who gives his people every spiritual blessing. In the spirit of devotion, let us ask him, bless your people, Lord, merciful God, strengthen Leo, our Pope, and Gerald Kincannis, our bishop. Keep them free from harm, and wherever your local bishop is. Bless your people, Lord. Look favorably on our country, Lord. Free us from all evil. Bless your people, Lord. Call men to serve at your altar, and to follow you more closely in chastity, poverty, and obedience. Bless your people, Lord. Take care of your handmaidens vowed to virginity, that they may follow you, the divine Lamb, wherever you go. Bless your people, Lord. May the dead rest in eternal peace. May their union with us be strengthened through the sharing of spiritual goods. Bless your people, Lord. We pray for all the extended members of our community and for wisdom and guidance for the leaders and for all of us to make the right decisions in leading ourselves. Bless your people, Lord. And now we're going to take that beautiful and special votive office of the Holy Spirit prayer that's from the Pentecost liturgy and pray it. O God, who sanctify your universal church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of your Spirit across the face of the earth, so that your divine grace, which was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, may now spread through the hearts of those who believe in you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And we'll do the other one too. O God, by whose Spirit we are governed and by whose protection we are kept safe, extend over us your mercy and give ear to our supplications, that the faith of those who believe in you may always be sustained by your gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Here we go. Let's take a moment to pray the chaplet of the Divine Mercy and to relax together for just this little short period of time. Let's pray for the Holy Father's monthly intentions. Let's look those up and pray for them really quickly. This looks interesting. For the month of September, we pray for the care, our relationship with all of creation. Let us pray that, inspired by St. Francis, we might experience our interdependence with all creatures who are loved by God and worthy of love and respect. Let's look at the monthly prayer. Lord, who loves all beings and hates nothing you have made, every creature, Father, is an object of your tenderness, and you give each one a place in the world. I am amazed to see the fleeting life of the smallest being is the object of your love, and even in those few seconds of existence, you surround it with all your care. Praised be you, my Lord, as St. Francis said, and I say to you today, praised be you. Through the greatness and beauty of creatures, we know that the author by analogy. That's why, Lord, I deeply believe that the world is more than a problem to solve. It is a joyful mystery we contemplate with joyful praise. Give us the grace to recognize ourselves as beloved beings, each of us cherished by you, conceived in your heart, a fruit of your thought. Praise be you, Lord, who reveals yourself when the sun shines and when the night falls. You are present in the diversity of all creation when we become aware of your reflection in everything that exists. My heart feels the desire to worship you for all your creatures. Praised be you, Lord. Amen. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory. Now and at the hour of our death, pray for us in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mary, pray for us.